Exclusive: the detailed rap sheets of 8 illegals whose deportations are halted thanks to Biden-appointed judge. By John Binder on May 23, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has released detailed rap sheets on 8 illegal alien convicts deported to South Sudan this week, but whose deportations have been halted by a federal judge appointed by former President Joe Biden. The 8 illegal aliens were sent to South Sudan because their home countries refused to take them back. One of the 8 illegal aliens is South Sudanese. Following their deportation, Judge Brian Murphy, appointed to the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts by Biden, ruled that DHS violated a prior preliminary injunction and is now ordering the agency to facilitate credible fear interviews for each of the illegal aliens. The illegal aliens' rap sheets are extensive and include some of the most heinous violent crimes, such as murder, rape, and child sex crimes. Today, DHS released the rap sheets for 8 of these uniquely monstrous criminal illegal aliens who have final deportation orders that the U.S. government is actively trying to deport, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. The American public should know the heinous crimes of these murderers, rapists, and pedophiles that this activist district court judge is trying to bring back to American soil. As he spits in the face of victims, this Massachusetts district court judge is stalling the final removal of these barbaric individuals from the country and wants taxpayers to continue to foot the bill to keep these criminals in DHS custody overseas. It is deranged. Emphasis added. You can read the rap sheets below. Rap sheets via DHS by John Binder. Nyo Mint, an illegal alien from Burma, had been arrested by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, in February and had been a registered sex offender. Mint was sentenced to 12 years in prison after raping a disabled woman. Mint was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in August 2023. Enrique Arias Yero, an illegal alien from Cuba, was arrested by ICE agents in May after having been convicted of murder, armed robbery, kidnapping, and impersonation of an official. Arias Yero was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in September 1999. Ton Thanh Phan, an illegal alien from Vietnam, was arrested by ICE agents in May after having been convicted of murder and second-degree assault and was subsequently sentenced to 22 years in prison. Prior to that conviction, Phan was charged with possession of a dangerous weapon on the grounds of a school facility as a juvenile in 1999. Phan was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in June 2009. Jose Manuel Rodriguez Quiñones, an illegal alien from Cuba, was arrested by ICE agents in April after having been convicted of first-degree murder, battery and larceny, cocaine possession, and drug trafficking. He was also charged with attempted murder, assault, credit card fraud, and theft. Rodriguez Quiñones was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in December 2012. Diane Domack, an illegal alien from South Sudan, was arrested by ICE agents in May of last year after having been convicted of robbery and possession of a firearm, possession of burglar's tools, possession of a defaced firearm, and drunk driving. Domack was charged in 2011 by ICE agents as a deportable alien. Phong Say Nilakaut, an illegal alien from Laos, was arrested by ICE agents in January after having been convicted of first-degree murder and robbery, for which he was sentenced to life in prison. Nilakaut was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in July 2023. Jesus Munoz Gutierrez, an illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested by ICE agents in May after having been convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to life. Munoz Gutierrez was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in June 2005. Chomaya, an illegal alien from Burma, was arrested by ICE agents in February after having been convicted of lascivious acts with a child under 12 years old, for which he was sentenced to 10 years in prison and 4 years of parole. Maya was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge in March 2022. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.